Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Qing Li Wang. I'm from Mid County, extension office. Today, I'm talking about the soil management to improve the sustainability of the winter fresh marketable crop, vegetable crops in Mid County. Try to answer three simple questions from my talk. What are winter fresh market vegetables? It's a very easy, simple question. And why the soil management is very important? And also, how do we manage the soil? First question is very simple and easy. Winter fresh market vegetables produced in the winter time. But compared to somewhere else, we just produce vegetables naturally. Forget about the high tunnel or hoop house or greenhouse. Naturally, we grow the vegetables during winter time. During this time of year, it's very hard to find any growers. They are just out of town. Either take a vacation or they just do the business somewhere else because it's so hot. That's why the winter vegetable products is a major industry in Miami-Dade County. These are pictures just were taken during winter time. It's January, and we have a lot of snap beans. Believe it or not, snap bean in Miami-Dade County is number one in the whole state and the whole country. And we also have a lot of sweet corns, squash, and the tomatoes. And of course, we do have some other commodities, but vegetables is a big industry. Vegetables used to be higher than nursery, but now nursery picked up a little bit more. So always jump up and down. But anyway, vegetable is a very important industry over there. And the second question is, why is soil management is so important? To answer this question, actually, we need to look at this picture. Miami-Dade County is around this area. And actually, you can see the next one is just the Everglades. It's just wetland. It's especially Everglades National Park. And below that is Florida Bay. So it's a very vulnerable environment in that area. So that's why the soil management is very, very important in that area. And also, we take a look at the soil. This is the soil we have, the major soil. It's called a chrome gravelly loamy soil, lot of rocks on the surface of the soil, and with low fertility, but it's ready for nutrient leaching is a big issue. Sandy soil, we used to have little, but now very, very, very little. Because a lot of areas, they just it's converted to be a commercial industry, like plaza or some buildings. So this is the dominant soil we have to produce vegetables. With this kind of soil, what can we do? We have to do something to improve soil fertility and to reduce nutrient leaching. What can we? But also we look at the rainfall in that area. We have 60 inches total rainfall a year, but most rainfall occurs during summertime. Now it's almost every day we got rain, but during wintertime, when the growers need water but no rainfall, it's very, very little rainfall during this period and here, because this from October to April, that's a major season for vegetable growers to grow vegetables. But in the summer, we got too much water and it got flooding. That's a kind of a problem. So how can we manage the soil? That's one. Try to answer the third question. We try to use cover crops. Of course, there are large number of advantages about the cover crops. Reduce soil erosion, runoff, reduce soil compaction, increase water filtration, etc., etc. But what kind of cover crops can we grow in that particular area? With the number of trials, in number of years, we found out that sorghum is the best one, best cover crop in that area. It grows very quickly, and it can cover the land very quickly. It's tolerated to the flooding. So compared with all the others, this is the best cover crop in that area. We look at the biomass and total carbon and nitrogen, we can tell that in about 3 months, it can accumulate about over 12 metric tons per hectare of total biomass, and the carbon is about 6 metric tons per hectare, and because after you incorporate the biomass into the field, you got lots of nitrogen, about 350 kilos of nitrogen per hectare you can get from the sorghum biomass. Of course, you can, after you incorporate your biomass into the soil, you improve the vegetable production. It's a tomato crops in that field with gravelly loam soil and also the sandy soil. And we look at the tomato yield with different cover crops, we can see that sorghum copy and the best compared with the others, the sorghum sudan grass and also we have velvet bean, all of them are significantly better than the fallow, of course, because of total biomass. And also the cover crops can improve the okra yield, especially velvet bean and sorghum. In addition to that, we find out that sorghum can suppress root node nematodes, especially Molodogae. We compare with mesobromide and fallow, we can see that sorghum, that's not a significant difference between the cover crop sorghum fallow and the mesobromide treatment. As we know, okra is very, very susceptible to nematodes. Wherever you grow okra, the nematodes can get there very quickly. So in that case, if we rotate sorghum with okra, we can suppress nematodes, right? This kind of one-season cover crop rotation. Look here, okra, if you grow okra all the time, you build up the population of nematodes. A lot of rot goes here. Copy also, after copy, you grow okra, also can get some root growth here. But if you look at this, after grow sorghum and okra, it's no nematodes. The roots are very clean. It's no root growth at all. This is one rotation. How about two rotations? Look at here. If we grow okra three times, definitely the population be getting very high, the root growth. If you grow others, like sorghum or copy, it's the end, definitely not root growth because that's not the, they cannot attack, the nematodes cannot attack to sorghum or copy. But this one is very important with the red circle. After we grow okra, we build up the population of nematodes and then we grow sorghum. Then we grow okra again and look at the nematodes. That's very clean. It's not nematodes at all. That's an amazing result. What's the impact? For the extension point of view, the growers have adopted this kind of system. That's a big impact. All the pictures were taken from the growers' field, and it's the different the farms. And also, I didn't mention that here today because we use the compost as well as the organic mulch. That's also kind of soil management. And it's just from different farmers. After the cover crop, they grow like okra or pepper or this cherry tomatoes. That's it. Thank you very much for your attention. Yes, please.
What variety of cowpea were you using?
Cowpea is iClay. We did two varieties. One is iClay, the other one is
called Pumpernickel. We found out that Pumpernickel cannot suppress nematode very well, not as good as the copy. Okay, that's good. That's a good approach. Right, yes. And the copy can grow very short period. And with that, the kind of, when we compare different cow crops, copy we grow them twice. Because it's just only 2 months, they got mature, and it cannot produce a biomass anymore. We just, you cut that, we grow that again. For some time, we return that. We cut it about, leave about few inches, 10 inches or something, and they can regrow, they can produce more biomass. So, yeah. Yes, please.
Was there any concern in the suntan becoming a weed outside of the field?
I don't think so, because suntan actually, after you cut it, you incorporate it into the soil, and they don't just grow anymore. It cannot become a kind of invasive plant at all. So this year, particularly, growers grow a lot of sunhams. Believe it or not, 3,000 acres in that area. And you drive around, you can see all over the places. The number one thing is the cheap seed. And now it's, I have a friend who's the grower, of course. He bought the seed from Africa and India. And he sells his seed to growers with $1.47 per pound. Unbelievable. And it's about 40 pounds of seeds per acre. You put it in the land, you cover your field. Otherwise, the weeds will grow. You have disked your land. You also cost your money for the oil and the machinery. So the farmers do the math, they do the calculation, okay, they just put in cover crops and cover the land, also you got the nutrients, got the biomass. So that's the good point. That's why the growers adopted this kind of system very well.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. All right.